OJB's podcast, 12 March 2007. Aye! I read a good signature in a post on Slashdot today. It said something like, how do you pronounce IE as an Internet Explorer? Answer, aye! As in a scream of anguish. A similar comment would apply to Microsoft's other products, in my opinion. I never use Microsoft Word for my own work, but I was asked to help with a project someone else was working on this weekend. Word is a pile of junk, and it wasn't long before I got to the AE stage. It seems that Microsoft might be heading into a few screams of anguish themselves because of the negative reception of their latest abomination, Vista. Descriptions of problems and negative reviews just keep coming up. A report today said that Microsoft are already working on a replacement to be introduced in 2 years. Who believes that? And I read that support for XP will be extended until 2014. That's 7 years from now. Maybe Microsoft think that both Vista and its theoretical successor to appear in 2 years are both lost causes. An independent report showed that Vista's user interface is actually less usable than Windows XP's because of the time lags and lack of precision. Of course, Mac OS X is way ahead of both. In the USA, the FAA and DOT, users of 60,000 PCs, the poor suckers, have both banned upgrading Microsoft operating systems, web browsers and other Office software. Other major organisations have said that the effort involved in upgrading to Vista from XP is similar to upgrading to Mac OS X. I wonder how many will see the Mac as a viable alternative now. The debate regarding the merits of Vista is ongoing, with many experts saying it's unsuitable for corporate and professional environment. Microsoft are trying to force the issue, of course. It's impossible to buy XP in many retailers, and most new PCs come with Vista installed. There are allegations that Microsoft has been threatening Dell after Dell wanted to sell PCs with Linux pre-installed. They reversed the decision a short time later. I wonder why. But despite the propaganda and dirty tricks, Microsoft seemed to be losing the battle. I can just hear the anguished cries from Steve Ballmer's office now. Aye!